Hey y'all, how's it going? Emily here. It's September 18th, about 10:30 at night, and the Lord just laid it on my heart to share with you His heart when it comes to sin and death, and something that the Lord's been teaching me the past couple of weeks of just how imminent our sin is, or how vital it is that we just put our full trust and hope in Jesus. And when we do, that person is dead. That old me literally died. There is no more remnant of that person that's even remotely existed. My flesh has been put to death, and Christ has been raised in my life and in righteousness, and He has been made to life, put to life in you as well, if you have received Jesus in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. So many people, they want to know your past. They want to know about what it is that you've gone through. They want to see what it is that you have done, all the wrong things that you have done in the world, just to justify their own wrongness, just to justify their own sin. But I believe that there's more to it than just that, that there is an opportunity for repentance, that there's an opportunity for us to get ourselves right, as some people say, and that we can do that right now, and that we can encourage others, that we can seek the Lord, and that we can see those who are in darkness come to light, even if it's just in an understanding of seeing how Jesus did come to save them, and that He set them free completely and entirely, that He has no desire for them to stay in that place of sin and slavery, but that they can put on the full armor of God, that they can put on the cross, they can put on the robes of righteousness, they can put on holiness, they can put on peace, they can put on love. Friends, and the greatest of these things is love. Circadian is not just a moment, but it is just so much deeper than that. It's like the core of who we are. It comes down to our heart and to the dunamis power of Christ that is living on the inside, that God would just breathe His breath of life upon you, and that He would make you new again. If you've been living in this place of trying to understand your life's purpose, or whatever it is that you've been brought to this world for, just know that it's already been done, it's already been sealed, it's already been finished on the cross. That all you have to do is just keep going to the cross, just keep going to the cross, go to the cross of Jesus Christ, sit at the feet of Jesus, and just receive from Him all it is that He has given to you, and so much more. He's given to all of us. We are one body in Christ, we are one heart, we are one mind, we have one flesh, even the flesh of Christ that was ripped apart, torn apart. We were mended because of Him. And how often it is that we are able to come to Him just as we are, to remain in Him, put our trust and our hope in Him, to make that sound. Just to really press in, to not be afraid of what man can do, or what man could say, or how man can judge in this way or in that way, but to go before the throne of grace and to say, "Yes, God, you are faithful. You are true. You are enough. You are all that I need. You are all that I desire. You are the sole purpose of my life, and you, you're all that I need. God, I thank you for saving the Muslim community, for saving those who have remained in bondage for so long, for saving the Indian communities, the ones in Dubai and the ones across the world. Lord Father, they have scattered among all the nations. They have scattered themselves. They have separated themselves. They have kept to themselves for so long. God, I ask that believers would rise up, and they would befriend them, that they would start to speak life to them, that they would begin to speak your truth to them, God, and that their hearts would be opened to what it is that you have planned for them. God, I thank you that it is a hope and a future. God, I thank you that you have given us the ability as believers to stand upon your word. God, I ask that you would not allow for us to grow weary in doing good, but God, that we would continue to do good, to continue to do good, to continue to do good, even if it hurts, even if it gives of ourselves, even if there's a sacrifice involved, even if there's some kind of reclamation where We just need that touch from heaven. God, I ask that it would not be done out of our own selves or out of our own abilities, but it would be only in you and for you and through you that we live and that we move and that we have our being. God, I ask that you would just continue to awaken the spirit of testimony, God, that you helped us to see what it is that you have done, and just continue to transform us, God. I thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for us, God. I thank you that there's no height or depth or angels or demons or anything in the past or the present or even the future that will ever be able to separate us away from your love. God, I ask for more of your love, God, that you would give us more so that we can give it to others, Lord, that you would just continue to open our hearts to one another and give us the desires of our hearts, Lord, that we would be able to seek you, and that when we seek you, God, that we find you. God, that you would just continue to bring us to new places, God. You would continue to bring us to open streams and open fields of grace and mercy, God, and more than that, God, I thank you that you love us. God, I ask that your word would be so prevalent, so living and active, God, that you would just continue to move and transcend time, transcend space, transcend anything that would stand in your way. God, would just continue to help us to speak boldly, God, with the faith that has been given to us in Christ, Lord. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you for awakening the prayers of the people, God. You would teach us to pray, teach us to seek your face, God. You would continue to break our heart for what breaks yours, for the children, for those who are sick and who are dying, who just need a touch from heaven, God. I ask that you would heal them. God, I ask that our faith would be in you and you alone. God, that you would continue to help us to see the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for a complete work, for a full work. I thank you that it is done, it is finished, that we can rest in you, God, that we would bear much fruit in you, God, that we would speak many languages, God, that we would speak many tongues, God, that we would speak to many nations, God, and that we would see, the Lord in the land of the living, God, that those who are in darkness would come to life, Lord. God, I thank you. I praise you, I honor you, and I worship you. God, I thank you, Lord, for all the things that as you have done in my life to lead me to this place, to this point, for the books that I've read, for the things that I've done, God, but also for the things that I've left undone. God, I ask that you would make it right, that you would make a place in the wilderness for a spring of peace to come up, God, that you would spring up peace in the wilderness, Lord, God, and in places where it might seem like there's just present darkness, God, I ask that light would come. God, I ask that all the years that the locusts have eaten, God, I ask that they would be restored, and that the Garden of Eden would come to life in our hearts and in our minds, God. That we would sing, that your glory would be made known. God, would you be glorified in this place? God, you are holy. Let us join with all the heavens and all the angels singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Was and is and is to come. God, I just thank you. God, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I worship you. I honor you. God, I ask for a readiness for your people, God, that you would consecrate them in the assembly, God, that you would call holy fast, that you would call us not just to war in the flesh, God, but in the spirit. Lord, help us to pray for one another, God, with the strength that comes from you, Lord, and gives us the ability to see past, to see into the fruit of the Holy Spirit, God. God, we thank you. God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I love you. I thank you that your love is enough. God, I ask that you would bless any and everyone who hears this, God, that hears these words that come out of my mouth, God, and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my Sustainer, the lifter of my head. You are all I desire. There's nothing that man can do, a man can say, that can compare or compete with who it is that you are. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you that you walk with me, that you talk with me, that you lead me and that you guide me. God, that you would carry me. But it's not just for me. I ask that you would be glorified. That others would see you in me, and that others would see and start to believe, God. I just thank you, Lord God, in advance for all it is that you will do. I ask that you would bless it in Jesus' name. I thank you that you've already blessed it, that it's already been predestined, that it's already been pre-orchestrated, that it's just a matter of me picking up my instrument and playing my part and singing my song and just truly living. Just one with you. Forgive me for any time I've looked to myself. Forgive me for any time I've looked to others. God, forgive me for any time that I've decided to not pick up my cross and follow you, Jesus. I pick up my cross and I take up my cross and I decide to go down the narrow road. Even now, in Jesus' name, God, I say you would give peace to my dad and my mom. I honor them as my parents, but God, you are my father. God, you are my mother. You have nurtured me. You have taken care of me all these years. These past 10 years that I can remember. Anything and everything before that is just a blur. It's not even a memory. It's not worth remembering. Yes, I had a good childhood, good kid. But at the end of the day, at the end of that time, things just fall apart. It was out of my control. It was out of anything that I could do. So I spent the remainder of my time trying to pursue what it is that you wanted me to do so that nothing like that would ever happen again. But even then, I've moved out of that season because I see that there's more to it than just that. There are nations that are lost, there are people that are lost, there are children that are dying, fathers that are parted from their sons, wives that are parted from their husbands, daughters that are parted from their mothers. I ask for return to the body of Christ, return to the true gospel. It wouldn't just be an assimilation. It wouldn't just be an assembly of the saints, the congregation of the upright, God, but that you would bring the resurrected Christ. And I thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you that you will do only what you can do. I just thank you, Lord, in advance for all that you've prepared and planned. So bless it, Lord. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.